Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate.
All right, buckle your seats. Here we go.
Yeah, nah. Actually, I feel like Larry the Cable Guy this morning. I feel like I should say, Lord, I apologize at the start of this. So I'll say, Senate, I apologize. Because after the death penalty and after the gun debate, I know you're sick of me. I'm sick of me, so I got it, okay? So I haven't quite been able to process why we had to knock down one major issue after another. And since I've spent the last 3 years in our committee working on this bill, a lot of the concerns and objections, you know, fall to me. It is what it is, as the president likes to say. And we will do our best to say what I said to the governor and what I will say to you this morning. This is the dumbest idea ever. Okay. Now, why do I say that? You know, before I make this discussion, and I have some amendments, so if you think you're going to run to the bathroom, I'm going to hold those amendments to make sure you don't leave. I've got some street creds on this issue. You know, I supported a RPS requirement that we worked on back in, I think, 2004, and supported it out of committee because I wanted to see how this would work, and I understand the noble goal of trying to produce energy without carbon. So I can't say I've been excited with the way it's been applied in some areas, but I did support it. I did work, and I think the committee knows over the years that I have worked very hard on issues related to RGGI and how we should be redistributing funds from RGGI back to low-income people. We've had some knockdown, drag-out fights over the years on RGGI. And you should also know I have supported onshore wind with the efforts that the good senator from Western Maryland has. So I have been engaged and involved and voted in a way that sometimes I've paid a political price for, but I'm engaged and involved in the system. So I'm just not the angry guy at the front of the room who says no to everything, okay? I've given a lot of energy and thought to it. I will repeat, I believe that this is the dumbest idea ever. Now let me just start with this idea and this thought. What if I came to the Senate and I said to you, I've got a tiny group of investors, and we don't have a lot of capital, and we don't have a market, we don't even have a product, okay? But Senator, we want you to introduce into the Maryland Senate a bill that creates the product, that guarantees that we indeed have a market for it, and also, by the way, we want to make sure you price that product, guarantee that price, so we won't have to worry about what the real market is. And on top of that, you know what? When you're in a business, it's sometimes a pain to get accounts receivables in from your customers. So we want the state of Maryland to come in and act as our collector for the accounts receivable. Then on top of that, we want you to take one of the venerable agencies of the state, the Public Service Commission, and we want you to make sure they set up a list of criteria that eliminates our competition on the front end. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate. I'd be in front of Senator Raskin's committee in a minute on ethics, because after all, my gosh, we're not supposed to use the power of the state to benefit a tiny group of private investors. I mean, after all, I think that's the definition of corporate welfare, okay? The power of the state to create a product, to automatically price that product, insulate us from competition, make sure we don't have any accounts receivables, and set up a list of criteria on the front end that eliminates competition. You'd bounce me out. Any of you would be bounced out. There'd be ethics complaints, front page stories. Oh, my gosh, what are they doing in the Maryland Senate? But you see, that's what this bill does. It's exactly what this bill does. Because the industry doesn't exist. And in a twist of fate, it's set up that there will be a private developer, a private supplier utility, and a private citizen who are going to be involved in this transaction. So the unfairness I feel about this bill that would be treated in any other subject matter, is the idea that this bill, HB 226, says, you know what? We're going to create the product, offshore wind. We're even going to turn around and tell the developers, the private developers, that tiny little group who has no capital, be a very small number of people, that we're going to turn around and set the price of the product. The price will be $190 for something called an offshore renewable energy credit. We're going to guarantee you that price. If the marketplace develops and it falls to 20 in future years, the power of the state of Maryland says, oh, no, we're going to pay you $190. And then we're going to turn around and require the citizens and businesses of Maryland, all of them, to contribute and pay this tax. They have to. The power of the state of Maryland creates that business. And then on top of that, we're going to make sure that we're going to set up a new agency that acts as the accounts receivable collector. We're going to make sure the developer never has the risk of bad credit, because we're going to step in and collect the money from our citizens, forward it to the developers. If they've got any credits, we'll forward it back. And we are in the middle of this transaction.